You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. During yesterday's Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, time was set aside for public comments. Here are a couple of the edited remarks.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm very concerned about our local economy and how you're going to budget for the shortfall from tourists that are not coming to Yosemite and our national forest. Tourism is Tuolumne County's number one private sector economic driver. In 2022, travel spending was $250 million. Our grandson's family from Southern California normally come see us and spend a week here and in Yosemite. They normally spend about $1,000. This year, with the park uncertainties, closing, reservations not opening, they're not coming. So you're going to lose that money, and we're going to go visit them, and you'll lose our money also. It's rumored that other countries are now starting to boycott the national park system. Almost 4,000 campsites across California's 18 national forests could close for part or all of the summer. Two national parks in California just got removed yesterday from the national park system. They are not rehiring workers. Trump administration has asked for a stay of order to rehire fired Interior Department workers. In 2024, there were over 4 million visitors to Yosemite. The county's travel industry supported approximately 2,500 jobs in 2022. That money benefits us twice, when the tourist spends it and then again when the employee spends it. Do not let current administration rhetoric confuse you. The National Park Service is 1/15 of 1% of the national budget, or about $4.7 million. The parks added $56 billion to the economy in 2023 and $415,000. The parks make money. Defending necessary park staff costs us money. We lose revenue. They'll need employment. They need housing. They'll need health care. Lawsuits are ensuing. It does not save us money. It costs us. I'm also very concerned about the direct results of National Park and National Forest Service cuts on our forest health. Zero staffing creates multiple problems. Firefighters depend on trails to contain fires. Poorly maintained trails contribute to lost and injured visitors. Multiple visitor centers are being closed. Bear petting season is going to be wild this year. You're giving up National Park Service and Forest Service money. No thinning, no prescribed burns. Sadly, I bet you're going to vote for the biomass project to make up for that. I'd suggest contacting Tom McClintock as Yosemite, Sequoia, and Kings Canyon are in his district. Perhaps as elected officials, you'll have better luck reaching him than we do. He's canceled all office staff hours. Calls to DC are referred to local offices. Calls to district offices go unanswered. Voicemails aren't returned. It's been 6 weeks. I've been calling every day. It's been 2,950 days since Tom McClintock held a public town hall in Sonora. Tom says the parks are fine, but then he wants to privatize them, log them, mine them, frack them. Golf course, big, beautiful golf course in Tuolumne Meadows. There is a Cree native saying, when the last tree has been cut down, the last fish caught, the last river poisoned, only then will we realize that one cannot eat money. Further cuts are coming. The National Park Service plans to another 30% in payroll cuts. I ask each of you, what are you going to do to protect our communities? Are you going to call Tom McClintock and tell him to fight the administration? Or do you agree that billionaires need more tax breaks? Tell McClintock to fight for the staff. It's horrifying that we have to fight our own government to save the environment.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Amariah Richards. I'm with Visit Tuolumne County. And as you know, tourism is the largest economic driver in our community and also contributes significantly to the county's general fund. It is always our goal to maximize the positive impact we have on visitation and travel and spending in Tuolumne County, as it truly benefits us all. With that, we are excited to be engaging in a new marketing program called Tourism Exchange. This is an international tour operator platform through Brand USA. Visit California has underwritten the cost for participation for our tourism businesses. Tourism Exchange can be a game changer for our small bookable businesses. A bookable business is one that accepts or requires online bookings. This can be an activity such as escape rooms, golf, wine tasting, local guide services, or vacation rentals, boutique hotels, and bed and breakfasts. If a business is without a current booking engine, Tourism Exchange has a free booking system to connect to that business. Our businesses participating gives them an opportunity for direct international bookings while leveraging the work that we at VTC are already doing in various international markets. We are here today to encourage our small bookable businesses to consider this program as a means of elevating their visibility on a global scale. If you know of a business that may be a fit, please let them know about this. They do not need to be one of our partners, and more can be learned on our website at visittuolumne.com/tourismexchange, or they can give us a call at 533-4420 and to ask for me.
Great, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Jennifer Salazar. I'm a volunteer with many different organizations. I'm a member of the Behavioral Health Advisory Board, a member of One Pilot at a Time, the Homeless Outreach Support Team, and Compassion Outreach. This is the third board that I've spoken to, and I waited to say this for a long time. But I would like to remind you that you work for us. The faces of the board changes, but the politics don't. When the room is packed with people asking you to do something or to not do something, you need to listen to us, or it's obvious that you're here to advance your own agenda. So I'm asking you to please do the job that you were voted to do. After 6 months, you can be recalled, and I will personally make sure to start that petition. So please, when people ask you to do something or not do something, please listen to what we say. Otherwise, I'll make sure that next election I'll be sitting in your seat. Thank you.
Thank you.